everyone, welcome to my channel. My name is Oninye Uba. Welcome to the Repositioning Podcast. If you're new here, you're welcome. Please don't forget to subscribe and turn on the notification bell so that you get notified when a video drops. Today we are talking about empathetic listening. I know this doesn't sound strange if you've been listening to the videos I put out or the episodes I put out, because sometime last year we talked about why listening is important. So I'm going to leave the link in the description so that you go check out that episode. So we're taking it a notch higher by talking about empathetic listening. So what is this? What is this empathetic listening? So it is not just listening. It is immersing yourself into the person that you're listening to, the speaker who is speaking, giving them your full attention, removing any kind of narrative or judgmental look or feeling you might have about what the subject matter is being discussed, and then putting yourself in the shoes of that person and allowing yourself to kind of acknowledge the person's feelings. So with active listening is just giving your attention to somebody when the person is talking. You're giving your attention to that person and you're not zoning out. So with empathetic listening, it's deeper because it is active listening plus putting your opinions aside, immersing yourself in that person's shoes. So you're saying, what will I do given the situation of this person? If I'm in the shoes of this person, what is going to be my approach or solution to that problem? That is empathetic listening. Now we want to talk about how to improve this empathetic listening. You want to be a listener. You want to be somebody people can come to when they have problems, or somebody who people can talk to. That's how you become an empathetic listener. That's the kind of person you have to become for people to always want to come to you. And the first thing is that you must replace judgment with curiosity. It doesn't look like much, but until you are talking with somebody about something that is controversial, it doesn't align with the societal kind of good thing, then you realize maybe you're a judgmental person. You have to replace judgment with curiosity. When you're listening to somebody, you're not listening with the mindset that, oh, so you can do this kind of thing, so you're going through this kind of thing. That's not it. You're listening with curiosity and, okay, this happened to you. Is there something we can do to make it right? Is there a solution we can proffer? What can we do about it? Your interest is peaking, not because you want to judge the person, but because you want to help that person. So replace judgment with curiosity. That's the first thing you have to do to improve your empathetic listening. It doesn't look like much until you're sitting with somebody and you're talking about something that is sort of controversial. And another thing is, please do not interrupt people when they speak. That is a very bad habit. That is something you should not do. Somebody's talking and you just like that. You just chip in, just like that, in between sentences. You don't allow the person to finish and you just interrupt people. It kind of makes them lose their train of thought. So if you've noticed that kind of thing, that someone gets interrupted and maybe the person who interrupts speaks for a long time, and when this person wants to talk again, he's asking himself or herself, what was I talking about? Like, what were we talking about? Like, they've lost their train of thought. It happens to a lot of people. So do not interrupt people when they are speaking. Allow them to finish a line of thought. And if they need your input, you can now talk. So that's how you practice empathetic listening. And finally, we want to talk about acknowledging or validating that person's feelings. Now, something Michael Sorensen said, he said that the best listeners in the world do not just listen. They listen, they seek to understand, and then they validate. Now, this is the validation is the empathetic listening. Seeking to understand is also empathetic listening, active listening, knowing that, okay, you're speaking to somebody and they can hear you. They can feel that you are listening to them. Now, validating then means that you are actively listening and also trying to prefer solutions to them after the person has ranted or just talked for a long time. So you have to acknowledge that person's feelings. That's how you practice empathetic listening. And finally, body language is very important. You're listening to somebody and your body language is showing disinterest. Whoever you're speaking with or whoever is speaking to you will notice. They will notice how uninterested you are about that thing that they are talking about. So your body language is very important. It has to show that you are actively listening and ready to prefer solutions. I mean, why would the person be talking to you? Even though some people just want a listening ear, they don't just need solution at that moment. They just want somebody to talk to and just rant to. That's it. But your body language is very, very important. So what have we talked about empathetic listening? Number one, I talked about replacing judgment with curiosity. Judgment, or having that judgmental mindset, is very wrong. You want to listen. Somebody has come to you for an advice or for counsel, and you're being judgmental. You say, oh, so you can do this. Oh, you can do that. All of that. That's not the right thing to do. The right thing is, what can we do to solve the situation? What can we do to make things better, to make you feel better? So replace judgment with curiosity. And we talked about not interrupting people. Stop interrupting people when they are talking. I know you have so much to say, but at that moment, you are the listener. You are not the speaker. So don't interrupt them when they are speaking. Allow them to finish, and then you give your input. And thirdly, I talked about validating people's feelings. That quote by Michael Sorensen that says, the best people or the best listeners in the world are not just listeners. They don't just listen. They listen. They seek to understand what you're talking about. And then they validate your feelings. So always acknowledge the feelings of the person that is speaking to you. And finally, body language is very important. Very, very, very essential. Don't be the zoning out kind of listener. So they're talking to you and you're thinking about something else, and by some reason, when they ask for your input, you don't even know what to say because you weren't listening. So don't zone out. Don't. Your body language is very, very important. All right, that's it for this episode, guys. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe. Click on the notification bell so that you get a notification when the video drops. Thank you, guys. Bye.